Canada's healthcare has crumbled under my feet because I have lost the ability to read. It's an extraordinary thing for a writer to endure because words, especially in their written form, are the entire essence of my being. I was diagnosed with one of the rarest forms of epilepsy, even rarer still for a woman of my age. But it was not here in Canada where I learned of this diagnosis or received the therapy I desperately needed. I was told the epilepsy clinic at Vancouver General Hospital has a current wait time of 2 years. Being diagnosed with reading epilepsy doesn't give me an extra edge in the chaos of its wait times. So must I wait 2 years without reading? Suspecting the illness myself, and after months of debilitating neurological symptoms, I traveled all the way to Italy to see a group of specialists at a renowned epilepsy center in Pavia. It is said that about 1% of the general population lives with epilepsy, so by my figures, in a population of 5 million British Columbians, that's about 50,000 people living with the disorder. I'm now just another number. My story is a familiar one. Canada's healthcare is excellent for medical emergencies, but we do a poor job at what is deemed in this country as non-urgent. Canadians wait many, many months to see a specialist, if they are lucky to have a GP refer them to one. They wait even longer for non-urgent or elective surgeries. Thanks to the mixed public-private healthcare in Italy, I was able to see a specialist within less than a week. The cost of the visit? About the same cost of a 90-minute massage in Whistler. The cost of free healthcare in this country indeed comes with a price. We pay for it with our lives, we pay for it with our time, paid out fully in months and years. We pay for it with our suffering, with our anxieties, with our inability to function fully in society. Thankfully, I have a second life in Italy and can return there anytime for medical care. But the vast majority of Canadians do not have this choice. Farha Guerrero, Whistler.